I needed to mute myself, so that answered my question.
In Orlando, Florida, I'll be doing some filming at an event that's down here. And so, this is our first time, my first time to do this. So we'll see how this works, but I'm excited about the opportunity to be with y'all today. I hope you saw the Jeffrey's show today. Jeffrey is brilliant, probably one of the best hosts on all of Brighttown and one of the few shows that I will go back and watch. Most of them, I just don't have time to see everything. But anyway, today I got a very special guest on. God has led me in a direction of alternative currencies. And it may be called something different. That's what I'm going to call it for now. And you're going to be very interested in learning about the Liberty Dollar. Some of you already heard about it. I know G. Edward Griffin has been talking about it for many years. He's a buddy of mine. But we're going to get with Wayne and talk about that right after these messages.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
Welcome back. So Bob the Plumber here. I'm down in Orlando, and I just, this is my CLO2.tv show, so I want to encourage people to be sure you take your chlorine dioxide. I have to remind myself of that, especially when I travel. So I took six drops earlier, which is not how we recommend you do it. We always encourage people to, mix some and drink it over time. But since we're going to try to go to the zoo today, what we're going to do now is I just took it all at one time and then wait an hour and a half. And then you take your vitamin C, your antioxidants, and all your other nutrition, which, by the way, I've been taking that, liquid nutrients from that Joel Wally, which is really good stuff. So, but be sure to take nutrition, take your chlorine dioxide, take care of yourself. But right now we have a very special guest who I also encourage to take better care of himself. But Wayne Hicks is on with us now. I met Wayne just last week. I drove what was supposed to be a five-hour drive, turned out because those clowns in North Carolina don't know how to do their roads. took like 6.5 hours to get there, but it was well worth it. So Wayne, welcome to the show. Introduce yourself and tell us, what are you doing on Brighttown TV?
Well, as Bob said, I'm Wayne Hicks. I'm the COO of the Liberty Dollar Financial Association. The Liberty Dollar Financial Association is a private membership association that offers alternative currency to our members. And the way that works is members purchase silver from us that we hold in a warehouse, and then we issue them warehouse receipts in return for that. They can redeem the silver anytime they want, and when they do, we send them a beautiful silver round, which I'm stupid enough not to have in my hand at the moment. I forgot to get one out. That there, Bob's got one. Thank you. And that's what we call a silver liberty. So when you want silver, that's what you get. If you want the currency, well, we've got two kinds. We've got the digital that you use through the website or through a smartphone app, and then we've got our own paper money. And I'll hold this where you can see it a little better. This is a $1 silver certificate, and it's upside down, isn't it? That's a $1 silver certificate. That at the moment is worth 1/30th of an ounce of silver, because we're on a $30 per ounce silver base at the moment. This is the $5 certificate, also upside down. $5 certificate is worth, roughly 1/6th of an ounce, I believe it is. Yes, 1/6th of an ounce.
Yep, 5/6 is 30.
Yep. And then we have the $10 certificate. I managed to get that one right side up. No, I didn't. Hold on, I'll try it right side up. I'm having an upside down day. I'll explain that later. But there's our $10 certificate. That's worth 1/3 of an ounce. And then we also issue, but I don't have one handy, a $30 certificate. The only one around here is in our vault, so that'll have to wait. But we issue a $30 one-ounce certificate. Now, right now, our members are getting those at a 10% discount. That's because silver is low enough that we're selling the silver for Liberty dollars at only $27 an ounce, but you spend it at $30 an ounce. So you get it at a discount, spend it at a profit. For those of you who remember the original Liberty dollar, and I hope there's a few out there that do, that was created in 1998 by Bernard von Notenhaus. And for 5 years, he had a good time spreading that around the country. By the time I met him in 2003, he had over $5 million in circulation. In 2003, I got deeply involved in the Liberty Dollar in Berryville, Arkansas. Some of you will remember that, I think, because it ended up being spread all over the news when the IRS decided to come out against Liberty Dollar and the government and tried to tell everybody it was illegal. Well, I had the whole community of Berryville, Arkansas taking it by the end of 2003. And it was so successful there that Bernard von Notenhaus came to visit, and he just laughed as he ran around town spending his money, and everybody knew what it was. He didn't have to explain it to anybody. When the Learning Channel heard about that, they hired a film crew to come down and do a little bit of a documentary about my office and what we were doing in Berryville. And then I put them on to Bernard as well, and they got with him. And there's some clips from that interview on our website. Our website for the Liberty Dollar Financial Association is ldfa.nl. So it's Liberty Dollar Financial Association, ldfa.nl. The reason for the NL is that our servers are in the Netherlands. They're offshore. That gives us a little more security and protection. The Netherlands servers have proven pretty resilient to problems. Now, the original Liberty Dollar did real well. In fact, as I say, when I got involved in 2003, I got the whole town of Berryville taking it. Well, Bernard was so excited by that he convinced me to start training other people. And by 2006, when the government decided to get upset about the Liberty Dollar, we had increased that to 85 million in circulation, and it was going great guns. It was going well enough that Paul Harvey did a story about us, and we got the documentary on the Learning Channel, and everything was going great. And in that documentary, you'll even see government officials acknowledge there's nothing illegal or bad about the Liberty Dollar, that anybody can create an alternative currency. But then they decided to raid all of our offices and prosecute. And Bernard in particular was prosecuted. They tried to charge him with counterfeiting, claiming that his money looked like American money, which it didn't. And they said, well, his big silver coin that he was, they had a $10 silver base at the time, because silver was a lot lower. So that coin was a $10 coin at the time. And they said people didn't understand that that wasn't a government issued $10 silver coin. Well, the judge was no idiot. The judge in his case said, there's no way in the world people thought that was government money, because government money is backed by nothing and this is backed by silver. He said, unfortunately, there is an old law, 18 U.S.C. 486, that says no one except as authorized by Congress can make, utter, or pass any coin or bar of gold, silver, or any other metal, get that part, any other metal, it can be made of lead, it's still illegal, to be used as current money, and current money is defined as whatever your local medium of exchange might be. So the judge said on that particular charge, he had to find Mr. Von Nothaus guilty. But as far as the warehouse receipts, the paper and digital money, no, the judge said that's perfectly legal. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Warehouse receipts have been used as negotiable instruments for hundreds of years. It has a long history, even in common law. It's got a long history in the United States law, and it's even encoded in our laws that warehouse receipts are a viable negotiable instrument.
When okay, so yes, Mark, let me just stop you for a second. So basically the system is we buy silver at a really good price, but we're not using that silver around town because that would be illegal. We're issued warehouse receipts for the same amount as we have in actual silver. Is that correct?
Well, it's correct. It's that we have three different things we account on, that we do our accounting on. First is the number of ounces you own. We keep perfect track of that on our website. And as you make transactions, you spend money, you send money through the website or through the internet in any way, it keeps track of that for you. The number of ounces you own down to the fraction will be recorded on the website and you'll see it every time you log in. Above that, you'll see your Liberty Dollar balance. That is 10% higher than your cash value. And you'll see your US dollar cash value of the silver you own there as well. You don't have a US dollar account with us, but if you need to withdraw money, you withdraw it in FRNs, in regular US money. So that way, go ahead.
Fake currency, what we call fiat. Now, I don't know if we get to it this segment or the next segment. We have people viewing that are like me. Let me give my little thing I did. I bought silver about 6 months ago from a very reputable company that everybody would know. I'm not going to give their name because this is not going to sound good for them. But I understand since that point, silver... All right, let's talk about spot price just for a moment. There's the lowest price you ever see on silver is something they call spot price, and you can explain maybe what that is. But my point would be I bought silver when it was at 1910 spot price. Today, let's just say it's at 2410. It's hovering around 24 right now. But when I met you and I was over there, I was able to buy silver even though the spot price was $5 higher, almost to the penny. I was able to buy silver at much cheaper than I bought it when it was much lower on the spot. How does that happen? And for y'all, you out there that are viewing this, you pay attention to that because I spent thousands of dollars more than I should have spent had I known Wayne. So those of you out there, and here's something else that Wayne, because I want to know myself. I've talked to you about it two or three times, and I can't wrap my brain around it. But for people in the town where I live, there's a whole bunch of people there because they rent cabins. They're sitting on hundreds of thousands of fiat dollars that may evaporate someday. And some of you viewers out there, you don't own a cabin. You still are sitting on hundreds of thousands of dollars. I hope everybody knows that banks, and matter of fact, there was a story yesterday on the internet that one of our banks, I forget the name of it, but one of the banks, people are saying their money just evaporated. Now, whether they fix it or don't fix it, one of these days, your money may just evaporate. Because once you put fiat money in a bank, they are under no obligation. It's no longer your money. And if you read the fine print, it can evaporate, and there's not a dang thing you can do about it. And if you think this FDIC thing is any kind of real protection, if it collapses, then that will collapse along with it, and you will get nada out of what all your life savings are. So certainly it's wise, and everybody knows it, to own gold or silver. But what I'm saying is this may be the best way on the planet to purchase silver. So, all right, what is spot price?
Spot price right now is $24.19 an ounce.
Okay.
At this time, I just checked it. And if a member buys silver from us today, that's what they paid, spot price. Now, that silver is what we keep in our bulk warehouse. We have a contract with a company in Pennsylvania that is the largest supplier of industrial silver in the world. And industrial silver is actually a higher grade than investment grade silver. Investment grade, like our coins, has to be a minimum 999 fine. That's 99.9% pure silver. Okay, that's our coins. The industrial silver that we hold in bulk comes in blocks the size of a pickup truck. And we buy a portion of that block whenever we purchase silver. And that portion is how many ounces we own for our members so that the members own. We have some in reserve, of course, for when new members join. We want to be ahead of the curve, not behind it. The big surprise to everybody is that we don't charge a premium on our silver. We did. For a while, we charged a $2 premium per ounce, but then we were able to drop that when our warehouse decided to do the same for us. We didn't have to pay a premium, so we don't charge a premium.
All right, now let me touch on that, because when I bought my silver, I was told by the guy that they just charge 8% premium. So when I bought the stuff, I thought that's what was going on. But miraculously, it was at 1910, and I paid I could show you on my phone. I made a copy of the receipt. I paid $24.85. Now, if that's 8%, I ain't very good at math.
Yeah, I agree.
So it turns out what they did was there's somehow another, there's another number that these guys, and this is why, folks, let me tell you something. You see, all the patriots are advertising buy silver and gold from this company, that company, and the other company. I'll tell you why, and I know for a fact that certain people out there, I got to be careful, they're receiving million-dollar checks for promoting these silver and gold people. And it's because there's a massive amount of markup in all this stuff.
Right.
And I learned the hard way, cost me a bunch of money. But so they'll tell you that there's spot price, and then there's like another word, I don't know, going rate. And what they're doing is going to that going rate deal, and they're charging you 8% above that. And you think he in his doublespeak, you think he's charging you 8%. Over what it's costing him. He's not. He charged me like 25% over, and that's how they can pay these different people who are on Brighton TV and saying buying gold and silver from these people, and they're getting a massive amount of, I don't know that our hosts are, but I'm just saying, man, there's some shenanigans going on in this, and I believe God has led me to the place where if you're watching this, and by the way, my phone number is on CLO2.TV. You can call me up. I'm in Orlando. I'll be at the zoo today, hopefully. But I'll answer the phone and I'll tell you how to get in touch with Wayne if you don't get it from going to his website. And I'll explain what I know about this. But I'm telling you, if you can buy silver at spot, and Wayne, and what thrills me about it is, because I'm trying to talk my partner into doing this, because when you have rental cabins, you have to have money in escrow in case people cancel. But if you're holding fiat and things collapse, now you went to zero. If there's an easy way to go back and forth from silver to fiat, that is a godsend. So how hard is it, Wayne, if I have silver and I'm protected now and I've got certificates, all right, I've got my certificates and I've got some here. Mine are upside, mine are correct. They're the right way, I think. Yeah. So, but anyway, so how hard is it to go, like people are watching this and they go, good, I want to buy silver from Wayne at spot, become a part of what y'all are doing, but I still may have to jump back into fiat to pay my rent if, say, my check doesn't come in or something. What's the time frame of doing that? And of course, there's a fee. Everybody, we're not doing this because we're billionaires and we're trying to just help the world. This is a business. And by the way, can't people have their own, quote, bank in their area? Can some of our viewers decide they live in God knows where, Texas? Can they not get with you and set up their own little thing and try to get this going in their town?
Actually, yes, we have all of that available. And I'm still on page 2 and you're at page 4 already, Bob.
Sorry.
That's all right. I want to touch back on the moving back and forth between silver and fiat.
Please.
When our members need cash, fiat money, we buy silver back from them at the same price, at spot price that day. So let's say you bought silver a week ago when it was at $23.20, and today it's at $24.20, and you need to sell some silver back to us, we're going to pay you today's spot price. And we can deliver the money to you one of three ways right now. We can send it to your bank by ACH, we can mail you a check, or, as much as I hate to admit it, we do have PayPal available for people who want to get it through PayPal. We can send your money any of those three ways. If we mail you a check, it's up to the Postal Service how soon you get it and how long your bank's going to hold it. An ACH will almost always be in your account the very next morning. Or PayPal, of course, is instantaneous as long as PayPal doesn't decide to play with your deposit, your funds transfer. And the only reason PayPal is still on our website is because I've spoken with some of their business development people, and they have pledged to me that they will not put a hold or a freeze on any transaction we do with our members, incoming or outgoing. And so far, they have lived up to that. When one hold got put on a member's withdrawal one time, I called PayPal and told them that was unacceptable. They took care of it within seconds. Release that money within seconds because they had given me that pledge. It was it's on record on my account. Our PayPal account is not managed by regular customer service. It's managed by the business development office. I did take them off one time. They actually called me to ask why, and it was because of a problem with a transaction. Now,
so how does the bank not lose money if somebody bought it last week at 23 and today you give it their money back in 24, the customer made money and the bank lost money. You guys can't exist long losing
money.
We're
not banks, but we do charge fees for all of our services. And that's how we make our money, is on the fees. For instance, every deposit and every withdrawal carries a $5 transaction fee. I don't like doing that, but I have no choice. We've got to make
money. Well, you have to.
If you send money to somebody through our system, it's only 35 cents per transaction, regardless of the amount, doesn't matter. If you purchase the Liberty Dollar paper certificates, then we're going to charge you $27 an ounce from your account in Liberty Dollars, okay? But we're going to send you $30 in Liberty Dollars. So you're getting them at a discount to spend at a profit if you can get your local merchants to take it. And we have little things we do to help you get local merchants interested and involved. It's very good for local merchants, and that's something else we need to talk about when we come get more time. But the biggest benefit to the member is, as you said, Bob, the ability to move from fiat to silver and silver to fiat quickly and cheap, inexpensively, without paying a high premium.
Yeah, I want to
talk. That's the biggest benefit.
Yeah, well, that's what I think. But then, and we'll talk about getting local merchants involved after the break, so I don't need to get into that right now. But that's also a very intriguing idea. The bottom line is we live in a country that went off the gold standard back in the 70s, I believe. And ever since then, we've been raping the world by just printing money and buying goods from China. And Mike Adams talks about that. I didn't understand that concept. And if that's the first you heard about it, folks, I'm sorry to be blunt about it, but that's exactly what we've been doing. And that's a very ungodly way to treat the rest of the world. And that's one reason God's put us in our place right now. Part of one of the many problems. I mean, murdering 60 million babies probably didn't help either. But we have become a very ungodly nation. And now we're falling under God's judgment because of that. And this is one way that you can participate in getting back on a standard that God, in the Bible, Solomon, David, they all had gold and silver. And it says silver was accounted as nothing in the days of Solomon. But anyway, we got to go. That's how rich they were. We'll be back right after these messages.
You got to be watching Brighty on TV. This is so important. We are the news.
So guys, whether you're a content creator or if you're somebody that just wants to get the real truth, the real news, you need to check out Brighty on TV. I'm a guy that's making content all the time, and guess what? YouTube's canceled me, Instagram censored me, and Facebook shadow banned me. And I'm sure you're aware of the censorship taking place. So if you want to get away from that, go to Brighty on TV and check them out. That's where we need to grow in this parallel economy.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of Sleep Formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
All right, welcome back, folks. Man, I got a very neat guy that we've been chatting with. I hope you saw the first half of the show. We got Wayne Hicks. He's over in South Carolina, and met with him last week. And we're talking about the Liberty Dollar Financial Association. I'm holding up a Liberty Dollar here, a sort of kind of, if I can get my head together. There's a little delay. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. By the way, Wayne, I was in a Mexican restaurant the other day after I got these, and I had them sitting there, just sitting on the table, and two people came by and sat down and go, oh, man, what is that? And I explained to them what it was, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, this is not going to be as hard probably to get rolling as one might think, in the sense that it is a very beautiful, it's a great investment to begin with, but it's very beautiful as well. And it's better made than other silver coins that I have purchased. And it was a way better buy also. So folks, in the first half, we talked about how to go from you buy silver and then you get issued some currency that you can use with people in your area that are already enlightened as you are, that also own silver, in that, or at least merchants that accept these. And then the merchant then, Wayne, they just get with you and they can get their fiat, you know, so it's very simple for them. That's not a big deal.
That's correct. The merchants can open an account with us, and we even promote them heavily on our website, and we're getting ready to do some other serious things to help promote them. But any merchant who signs up and agrees to accept Liberty Dollars can work either directly with us at the home office in South Carolina, or we are opening branch offices around the country. Now, what we're doing is we offer our members a franchise opportunity to become a branch of the Liberty Dollar Financial Association. And in so doing, that member will be offering, I call them bank-like services for people who use the Liberty Dollar. So merchants who accept Liberty Dollars and take these in purchase, in transactions, they can give them back out in change as well, by the way. And they can then bring these to us at the home office, or if there's a local service center or branch office, they can go there and deposit these to their silver account, to their digital account. So for every $30 they deposit, they got an ounce of silver in their account. They can then withdraw the cash value, the US dollar value, at any time, same way our members can, at whatever the spot price is at that time. And we send the cash to them either through PayPal, ACH, or mail them a check. They can also use the digital account and transfer money, for instance, to employees or suppliers who agree to accept the Liberty Dollar. And this means that a lot of small merchants will be able to save money, the green stuff, and keep that back while they use the Liberty Dollar for other things. When we get several merchants in a community, like what happened in Berryville, there was no way to buy this, to sell the silver back at that time. We've done that lately. But merchants would simply take the Liberty Dollars out of their cash register and take that as part of their own pay for the week, and then to go to other merchants and spend them. So that was just the simplest way to do it. The money circulated. And you know the nice thing about local money like this? Local money stays local, because the big box stores, Walmart, Target, all them, they're not going to take it. So they're not taking the money from the community and sending it off to HSBC in China. You're keeping the money local. Now, merchants who accept Liberty Dollars are going to see local citizens who like Liberty Dollars, who like silver-backed money, who like being back on the silver standard. They're going to see them coming through their door.
Right.
So the merchant's going to pick up more business, more customers. They're not going to go in the big box store with this money because they're not going to take it. They're going to bring it to the merchants at will. So the merchants, this is one of the things I love to say, Liberty merchants are the pillars of the community, because they are the folks who are offering their skills, their services, their products, their whatever, and accepting silver-backed Liberty Dollars. That's going to put more wealth in the local community as the people catch on and start using and spending Liberty Dollars locally. The money's going to stay in the community and circulate rather than go elsewhere. Local money stays local.
So is there a list of, let's say, somebody's coming to visit Pigeon Forge, where our studio is, and so there's people that are coming. Is there a list? And right now, we haven't even told the merchants about it, but in the future, let's say a year from now, once we launch in Pigeon Forge, a year from now, people can go on the website. Will there be a list of those merchants?
Yes, so with us all Liberty merchants we know about on our website. Members can come on and list themselves. If a merchant signs up, he can put his own listing up there, and we're going to heavily promote that listing. We're going to tell every member about it. We're going to spread the word. So if you get, I know Pigeon Forge, okay? If you get a few of those shows and maybe a hotel to accept Liberty Dollars, guess who's going to be the next tourist destination for all of our members?
Pigeon Forge. Of course.
Because they can come there and they can spend their Liberty Dollars.
Yes.
They're going to love that. When I did this in Berryville, Arkansas, I actually got a call from the Chamber of Commerce, said, you got to slow down, man. We got people coming in from out of town spending those things. I said, are the merchants complaining? They said, well, no. I said, then what are you griping about? You know, we had not only Berryville, but right 11 miles away was Eureka Springs, which is a tourist destination. It's an artsy community. And they were starting to take Liberty Dollars there, too. They were having a blast with them. And again, back then we didn't buy them back, so they had to keep spending them, circulating them, and they did, and it was fantastic.
Talk briefly. What is your? Because I'm concerned about fiat. Mike Adams, who is Mr. Brighteon, by the way, and who I hope watches this show, because I would love for him. Matter of fact, I sent one of these. It's a $30 silver piece. But anyway, I sent one of these to Mike along with some currency and your card. And this is something that we have, I don't know, you know, to show people and give to merchants. I sent him that. Yeah. And I sent him your card as well. So y'all can take a picture of that. But hopefully he'll pick up on this, but you know, he's got his own people that he works with that he's always promoting. But nonetheless, we'll see what happens.
Speaking of promoting, one thing we like to let our members know, let prospective members know, is we have a referral program, and it works three levels deep. We give, for each person you refer, you get 5% of every fee we earn from them, whether it's a deposit fee, a transaction fee. If it's a deposit fee, you'll get 25 cents. That's 5% of $5. If it's a withdrawal fee, you'll get 25 cents. That's 5% of the $5 withdrawal fee. If it's a transaction fee, you're going to get 5% of 35 cents, which I think is a very small number. But it adds up.
It adds up.
And the more people you get, the more commissions you're going to get. Now, we don't just give you the commissions on the people you refer, Bob. We give you the commissions on the people you refer and the people they refer and then the people they refer. So it goes three levels deep. Wow. So if anybody's going to sign up today, I'd like to tell you to go to lbfa.nl/plumber49. And that's right. That's Bob's account. So if Bob refers you, if you sign up under Bob, whenever you make a transaction, he's going to get a little tiny commission. And the people you refer later, he's going to get a little tiny commission. So are you. Three levels deep, everybody gets a commission. So that's one of the beautiful things we have going on with the Liberty Dollar. We've got a few people who have actually, they've seen a nice little chunk of change every month in their referral account, in their referrals, because it goes right into your account instantly in real time. You don't have to wait for it. You don't have to wait till the next month or so to get it. You get it right that moment. So when the transaction happens, you get it.
And you got to realize, folks, just this week, I saw the, what's that boy from Saudi Arabia, that young kid, the prince guy. He was in Davos, and he was clowning around with the Chinese. And Saudi, I think the Saudis have announced that you no longer need dollars. This is what will collapse the dollar is when it no longer becomes world currency.
It's not the world reserve currency anymore now.
Exactly. So it's just a matter of time before it collapses under its own weight, the weight of all the money printing that we've been doing, you know, which is, think about it from God's perspective. We have been literally raping the world with this money printing, what Biden and these fools have been doing. And so it's just a matter of time. Even if it never collapses, you're losing value every day, every month. You're losing value. The fiat is worth less. That's what inflation is. I never understood all. I still don't understand it, but I've heard smart people explain it. Matter of fact, G. Edward Griffin, you have a book. I left that book with Wayne Cook, Pastor Wayne Cook, to read because I knew I wouldn't read it on while I'm traveling. But G. Edward Griffin wrote extensively about how much he loved this stuff.
Yes.
But in the back of the book, there was another, I went through the thing in the back, appendix or whatever it is, and looked up where all he was in. And he has that thing where he talks about how inflation is stealing, enslaving us and stealing from us.
Right.
And he's very smart. And he explained it in a way that I could understand. I can't repeat it. But at any rate, we are being enslaved and robbed by our own government. As they print money, they're stealing from us. And I'm not sure how exactly that works. But you know it's happening because you work hard all your life and you have nothing. When it's over, you have nothing. And then if you have anything, they give you cancer And then they rip you off giving you chemotherapy as you head out the door, and they end up with everything you worked for all your life anyway. So, yeah, we are slaves. So
here's how I like to explain this, Bob.
Okay.
First off, if you've got a dollar bill from the U.S. government, you look on that dollar bill, and it says it is secured by, that means backed by, the full faith and credit of the United States government. Now, first off, I have no faith in them, and I will not give them credit. So that doesn't mean nothing to me. That means it's not backed by anything tangible that I can get my hands on.
Exactly.
This is backed by 1/30th of an ounce of silver. It has intrinsic value.
Yes.
This exists to show that you own 1/30th of an ounce of silver when you hold this. It's a bearer warehouse receipt. The $10 is a third of an ounce. The $30 is a full ounce. But you've got silver backing that money. Now, I remember when I was a kid, and that was a while back, so I've got a pretty good memory. I could go grab a pop bottle that somebody tossed out the car window and it ran my ditch, and I could take that bottle to the store, and they would give me 2 cents credit for it.
I remember that.
Okay? I got more freaking candy by picking up pop bottles on the side of the street than any other kid in town, because I was industrious enough to go pick them up.
There you go.
And then it went to a nickel a bottle. I was in heaven. But you know what? I couldn't buy any more candy with the nickel than I could with the 2 cents, because the prices went up. And then bottles hit 10 cents a piece. Fantastic. I got more money. But I couldn't buy any more candy.
Yeah. Yeah. Five times as much.
I was buying other things, but I couldn't buy any more than I could before at the 2 cent level.
Right.
That's how inflation works. As the prices rise, you think you're getting more money, but you're not. When prices rise and your wages go up, if your wages go up 5%, but inflation is at 10%, you're spending more money to get less. So
that's exactly right.
Pay raise you got means nothing. So the more money is in circulation, the more fiat money that has no value is in circulation, the less it's worth, the less it's going to buy.
Right.
Because people want to raise their prices to get more of it. Okay? That's
normal.
But with this money, with this, it's always backed by something solid you can get your hands on. It's backed by silver. John Kennedy did his best to put us back on the precious metal standard.
Yeah, he got killed.
President. And there's a lot of speculation that's the reason he was killed. Executive Order 1111110, I believe it was to reissue silver certificates, and they did. It's one of the first things Johnson rescinded when he got in office. He's put a stop to it. So there are some old silver certificates floating around, the ones with the blue instead of the green border, and you can get your hands on them. They got a blue seal. They're worth something to collectors because they're hard to come by nowadays.
Right.
Because they took them all back and shredded them as soon as the banks could get them in. But there's a few floating around. If you get your hands on one, you got something with collector value. Well, guess what? This has intrinsic value. It has value of silver that backs it. And that silver that backs it makes this not only valuable, but also collectible. Because I've already seen some of our currency turn up on eBay. And people are excited about it. We have some of the older series that were issued over the last 3-4 years have turned up on eBay. People selling them as collectibles. And somebody calls us up and says, hey, I got the... You can actually call us because the phone number is right there on the money. There's our phone number, 888-421-6181. It's right there on the money. So you can actually give us a call, say, hey, I got this paper money. What's it worth? It's worth whatever silver is worth.
There's the back of it. It says warehouse receipt.
Yep. And it gives the terms. There's no storage fee on the silver. There's no insurance fees. It's all covered. So when you buy silver, it's going to sit in that warehouse until you decide to redeem it. And if you trade that certificate to somebody else, it becomes their silver. They own it. Even though we don't know who they are yet, they own that silver because they've got that warehouse receipt in their hands. This is title to it. It's like the title to a car. And if it says bearer, which these all do, it's a bearer warehouse receipt. That's on the back. They all say bearer warehouse receipt. That means whoever has it owns the silver. Whoever has that can redeem that silver and take it out of our warehouse and get one of those beautiful silver coins. Now, let's get back to the branch office for a minute, Bob.
Okay.
We have got some branch offices opening around the country. We've got two in Kentucky that I know of, two in Texas, one in Arizona. We've got one in Nevada. We've got one in, I think, Idaho. Believe it or not, we're going to have one in Los Angeles County, California, which surprised me that somebody wanted to open one there, but they do, and they're already getting people interested in Liberty Dollar. We've got, there's one in New Jersey that's rather active that goes around, and they're kind of portable. They go around to a lot of different events and promote the Liberty Dollar there and actually take silver deposit or cash deposits for silver while they're there and open accounts for people. It's a fantastic thing. And of course, they make a little money on everything they do for us. So it's a business opportunity.
Speaking of events, don't you have an event that you're speaking at coming up that maybe we should advertise? People can come and meet you. I believe I've been invited to come and film. I'm actually filming down here in Paymon. He's having an event tomorrow and Sunday, and then he's teaching on Monday. It's a Freedom, I'm doing a bad job. Freedom something Paymon is doing about teaching people that you don't have to pay income tax, which is, of course, slavery in and of itself. But you have an event you're speaking at in Texas.
Yes, in Austin, Texas, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We'll be there. It's the United Independence Movement. I don't know if you've ever heard of United Independence, but they are they're a group that's trying to bring independent voters together and get them into one accord to work together to help save this country. And it's not just independents. There's Republicans and even Democrats that are joining this thing because they want to see the country go in a better direction. And that's what the United Independence is about. It's run by Dr. Chris Life out of California. And the event it's going to be exciting. It's the first Congress that they've put on. And they're trying to get people gathered together to help them decide where we're going in this country. Help us make a consensus opinion so that people are out there voting jointly, voting the right way in the next elections.
Okay, now, is there a website for that? Or how would people... tickets?
There is. It is. I believe it's unitedindependence.us. Let me find it real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and look that up. And folks, I'm going to try to come out there because I want to have dinner with Mike Adams and fuss at him and try to get him to read his Bible more. But yeah, that's my opportunity to hang out with Mike a little bit. So I'm going to try to get out there for that. That's what, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And hopefully we'll get you a website to look at. But if you're interested, I'm pretty sure you don't have to go rent a big building or anything in order to open one of these Liberty Dollar. You can bring Liberty Dollar to your town, and you can run it for a while out of your home if you want to, I think.
That's correct.
Correct us on that. And so it's an exciting opportunity for the little man to help and get us off away from Satan. This fiat currency is Satan himself, man. This is really what this all boils down to. We've got to start doing little things. And you said Walmart won't take them. Well, guess what? None of us should be shopping at Walmart anyway. You know, that's terrible. And I go there. I was there this week, I believe. But anyway, there's better ways to live your life.
If I can throw something in here, Bob, real quick.
Go ahead.
We've got our own Liberty Dollar store on the website. Right now, we've got food up there. We've got canned goods. We've got our own freeze-drying process, so freeze-dried meat. There's the United Independence. We did that silver coin for them, by the way, that's on the upper part of that page. That's a page that shows the coin itself. That's a beautiful design on that coin. They came up with it, sent it to us. We had it minted for them. And people can buy those coins right there on that page, that website, and we ship them out from here.
Now,
pardon?
I said, wow, but that reminded me, you even got Kevin Sorbo.
We do.
Coins.
Kevin Sorbo, if people remember, he played Hercules back in the 90s, makes some wonderful Christian movies today. He's our celebrity spokesman, and he's on our board of directors. So,
and a friend of Brightown as well. His wife was on Brighton a lot with Alan Keyes.
She's wonderful.
Sam. So, yeah. All right, we're about out of time. Final thoughts.
Yep. Final thoughts. The Liberty Dollar can help you save money. It can help you make money. It can help your community be wealthier. And it can help the local merchants to survive and even grow, no matter what Walmart is doing in town.
Amen.
Or the other big box stores.
Amen. So, Wayne, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And I'm just very grateful to have met you. I hope we get something going there in Pigeon Forge. That'll be a nice place to, and we'll get you back on. We'll talk about how successful that is going. And so what a blessing to see you. Lord be with you today. And folks, we'll be back again with you next week.